you are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
Well, well, well. It's the return of just Todd and Matt here. Quentin, I don't know where you are. I thought you were going to be on the show with us, but I guess he is sitting this one out as well. Sorry for the late start. That was on me. I've been changing up the graphics a little bit, trying to expedite it just a little bit. But we're here. We're here to talk about week 12, guys. I cannot believe the season's just flying by. We've got 3 weeks left. And boy, I feel like this weekend, I say it every weekend, this weekend's going to decide a lot. Starting with one that I guess from our best guess, they're in a rain delay in Tennessee and Florida. If somebody can hop in the comments and let us know about that one, I would greatly appreciate it. But I've been talking enough. Todd, what's up, man?
What's going on, buddy? Hey, you're not on camera. I just wanted to let you know that. But maybe nice. The really good one, looking ones on camera, that's me. No, I'm just joking. We'll get that figured out there. But no, I'm excited. I just got done doing my other show, so I had to fly home. I'm excited to talk college baseball. I got to come back here. I'm down in this contest, so I'm excited for that. But yeah, you know, I wanted to come and see where the Florida-Tennessee game was, and I just got it on my phone, and I saw it was a rain delay, so I'm a little disappointed with that. Miami's in a tight one right now. Louisville's taking care of business tonight. I stayed off everything tonight on the card. I'm trying to wait for tomorrow to jump in. I think there's some good numbers tomorrow. Looking at our great site that we have with especially SEC running some numbers. So I want to see where their lines are in the morning. And there's the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Grissom.
Wow. Good job filling in there. I don't know what happened with StreamYard, but we're back. Technical difficulties. This is not my night. Ran in late. I just got done coaching my five-year-old's 6U baseball game. We got our first win. So now we're 1-4. We are all very young, very green.
You know what I always say? You're not showing off, but you're not falling far behind.
Do what?
You're not falling. You're not showing off, but you're not falling far behind.
Well, as I sit here and try to add back in these graphics, we'll jump right into the game that may not happen tonight, but it's Tennessee taking on Florida. This number kind of got wild, and Chris Stamos has been the Friday night guy here for Tennessee the last few weeks. Taking on Pierce Kapala, who played really, really well against Arkansas. He did nothing wrong in that game. It was a hard-fought game. You just had Hagen Smith going opposite of him. But in this one, I put the play out on Twitter. I jumped on Tennessee minus 145 last night. But, man, when this thing went off at like minus 190, I thought that was way too high and kind of like the Gators in a by-low spot. This team is scrappy. They've still got a lot of power behind those bats, and Pierce Kapala did look good. So if you didn't bet on this one, I would count your blessings because I wouldn't be surprised if Florida ends up getting the upset here.
Yeah, you know, my site had it even higher than what you guys were talking about, and I was a little shocked. I was going to do the run line with Florida here tonight because, you know, looking at our site, it had it really close, the percentage and everything like that. I was even looking at maybe the under in this one. Yeah, you know, Kapala, I just want to see if he could go a little longer. I think he only went 3 innings last week. I wanted to see if he could stretch it out a little bit more and get some more out of it. But I think this was a good spot for Florida tonight in this. But I stayed off. We'll see if the game gets played tonight. But I think the Gators could compete tonight.
All right. Staying in the SEC, we've got another one starting tomorrow. We've got Vanderbilt taking on Georgia. I know you're high on this Vandy team. They're dominant in the pitching categories, but not in the hitting. This is a great offense versus defense pitching staff. The NCAA insiders following changing lines. Hey, we do our best. We do what we can. Thanks for hanging out in the chat. This Vanderbilt team, this is going to be a tough task going to Athens, taking on Charlie Condon and the Hot Bats of Georgia. Do you think this pitching staff is going to be able to keep the Georgia Bats at bay, or do you think Georgia takes a series?
Well, you know, Cunningham is one with the road splits. I saw a stat, and I can't think of her name right now. I think she does a great job. I think she's their one of their main beat writers. Cunningham, she put out lights out at home. On the road, he struggles a little bit. So where is he going tomorrow night on the road? So that's a concern. He's coming off 9 innings. Great performance last week. Like you said, the pitching's better with Vandy, but the hitting's there with Georgia. So this is one of those matchups. So what's going to win this weekend? Is it going to be the hitting? Is it going to be the pitching? We'll have to see.
All right, jumping over to the ACC, we've got another top 25 matchup. Florida State hosting NC State. NC State's a team that I cannot figure out for the life of me. Sometimes they look like they're legit. Sometimes they look like they are a bottom of the ACC team. Florida State, though, I've got to give credit where credit's due. They've got a real stud in ace, Jamie Arnold. I feel like if he's on the bump, it's kind of like Hagan Smith. You're going to back him. And the price may be too high like it is tomorrow night. Minus 250 on the odds. I would throw them in a money line parlay because I don't think Jamie Arnold is going to drop this game.
Yeah, you know, like you said, 23-2 at home with Florida State. Arnold's been fantastic. I mean, coming off again, 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. I think the performance before that was really lights out. So going to be very tough to beat here. I'm just not sold. You know, I think NC State's lost 2 on the road. 2 straight on the road. They're 5-5 last 10. I think it's a tough spot. I've said on the Monday show, I don't know if I'm completely sold on Florida State, but I'm tough on a lot of teams. I've been saying it. You've been saying it. We're high on like 3 or 4 teams. This team's right there in that next level. This is a good spot for them. Get the sweep. Let's move on. And some good things could be happening for Florida State here as we finish out the season.
If you had to take one ACC team to win it all, you going Clemson or Florida State?
Florida State.
Same here. I think they've stood the test of time. Their ERA is just average, but you look at their behind-the-scene numbers in XFIP, Sierra, I think this is a very solid team, and they've got the bats that can really contend with anybody. All right, moving on. Arkansas takes on Kentucky. If you followed along and you watched the preview show that I did with my man Andrew Ellis with Natty State Sports earlier, we kind of dove into it. But as I put a nicotine pouch that's bad for me into my mouth, Arkansas going on the road, Trey Pouzer, Hagan Smith confirmed starters for tomorrow night. This number is out to minus 210 that I saw on Bet Saracen. I'm not sure what it is on DraftKings because when I actually finished this 10 minutes ago, the odds were off the board. Are you doing anything in this one? At what point do you say, okay, the number's getting way too high on Kentucky? Just out of pure value, I've got to back the Wildcats. Because I'll be honest with you, Arkansas doesn't really do a lot offensively when Hagan Smith is on the mound. Call it complacency or whatever. But, I mean, Hagan gets in these games that are like 3-4, 5-4 type games. And we've seen it in Kentucky. These guys can get hot. They get on the base and bad things happen for the opponent. You riding with the Wildcats, Smitty.
Man, this is my team. This is hard this week because Arkansas is so good. You know, they're only 5-4 on the road, but they're 8-2 last 10. I mean, their pitching staff, Kentucky's pitching staff, again, has been giving up some runs. They've been scoring some runs that we've been saying they can't do. They've been doing it, but they've been giving up a lot of runs. Still, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to tick off Ron Burgundy here at all. They should have got the last Friday. They should have taken the series last week against South Carolina. But yeah, they're 17-4, 6-4 last 10, or 17-4 at home, 6-4 last 10 here. But I'll tell you, I don't know. I don't think tomorrow. I really don't. I think Smith's going to shut them down. I'm concerned. Can they get one? But we said this on Monday. This is the spot. If they get wiped out here, then I'm going to have to come on Monday next, you know, this coming up Monday and say, this team might not be that great. If they can get 2, then hey, let's go. Kentucky's right there. So this is, I'm excited to see what happens here this weekend. This is going to be, I know there's going to be a lot of text messages between us three talking this series, and but I think the pitching staff's just going to be a little too tough here for Arkansas. I think they're going to be okay.
So a little bit of an update. Florida, Tennessee has been moved to a doubleheader tomorrow. From the Florida Gators Twitter, schedule update due to ongoing inclement weather. Tonight's series opener versus Tennessee has been postponed. Until tomorrow, they'll play a doubleheader beginning at 3 p.m. with game two starting 45 minutes after game one. Listen, doubleheaders get weird. I feel like you're always just a coin flip. They're going to win one. They're going to lose one. I hope that bet was voided because I don't want to carry over a minus 145 on Tennessee playing a doubleheader. Don't love it.
Yeah, those doubleheaders kind of ruin the vibe a little bit.
They do. It's a lot of baseball, and you never know what's going to happen. All right, staying in the SEC, we've got Alabama taking on Mississippi State, and I think this is actually a very good series. Like this, I may not bet every game, but this is one that I'm definitely going to watch. You look at the implied probability. This is a coin flip series, I feel like. Game one projections, Greg Ferone taking on Cal Stephen. Zane Adams, Gerangelo Cinchi is going to be like must-see TV. I feel like game two may be better than your game one where typically the aces go. If you haven't watched Gerangelo Cinchi pitch, he is the two-way, like, ambidextrous pitcher. Zane Adams is a true freshman lefty, just stud. This should be a very good series, though. Who are you liking in game one, and who do you think wins the series?
Well, I don't know if it was a bot or somebody kind of said they liked the show, but they weren't happy at the end of the show because somebody said Bama's not that good. I don't know if it was a bot or not, which I replied and said that was me. I think Bama's okay. I do like their pitch and snap. I think that's a tough spot for Bama, though. I really do.
You're the bot, Smitty.
What's that?
I don't think it was a bot.
You don't think it was a bot? I don't know. Was it a bot? I don't know. How many followers?
I think bots like just post live nudes.
Okay. Well, get some followers. That's all.
Hey, if there's bots out there that are watching college baseball and can reply about Alabama, like hats
off. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the person. I don't know. It's not a lot of followers. So I'm like, I don't even know. Was it something? But I responded. I said that was me. I didn't want to get it put on you. So I'm glad you're watching the show. So thanks for watching the show. I think Bama's good. I like some of their pitching, but I think this, again, a tough spot for Bama. 7-3, last 10, 5 win streak at home for Mississippi State. This is a team that I just think is dangerous. I really, maybe a troll.
Yeah, maybe a troll.
But hey, how I look at it again, they responded. So I try to respond. I said, hey, best of luck to Bama and do good things here. So Bama is okay. I think it's a tough spot again. Team ERA is a little high. I think Mississippi State gets us. I do this weekend. I think it's a good team. This is a team that could be a little dangerous coming up here.
Jameson, thanks for watching. Baseball America ranking Alabama 9 spots higher than Georgia. Yeah, I'm not a big Baseball America fan. I feel like they get it wrong a lot more than they get it right. I'll just leave it at that. Louisiana versus Troy, doing a little mid-major. I'm surprised Troy, and we talked about it on the recap show, kind of surprised they didn't sneak into the top 25. I feel like if they do win this series at home against Louisiana, they will. Troy, dangerous. Garrett Gaines versus Andrew Herman, and I left out an R in Herman's name. My apologies. This is going to be a very good pitching matchup, and as you can tell by the win probability, it likes both of them. Cameron Pfeiffer, Grissom, new follower. I got to know what's going on. This is, it's art, Cameron. My wife and I picked out this art and she just walked in. So I'm not going to throw her under the bus, but it's a black wall behind me. So the white and the simplicity of it is supposed to make for a good backdrop. So there you go. Feng shui and art in my office. But anyways, Louisiana versus Troy. This is going to be a good one. Do you have anything to add to this, Smitty? I know you kind of like the mid-majors.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. I mean, Louisiana's 10-3 on the road. So this is a team that can really travel. 6-4 last 10. You know, Troy last week, played great ball overall. They beat Alabama State midweek here, also here. But here's the thing. If you really look at this, I like looking at pitching. Team ERAs, Louisiana 3.78. I wrote down on my note card. It might have changed. Matt has maybe up something a little different, but I'm going to go off my note card here where I got it. A little higher there for Troy. Troy can swing the bats a little bit. So can we, what's going to win again here or there? I think pitching's going to outdo it. I kind of like Louisiana in this series.
So the whiteboard, going back to the arcs, I just laughed. What I should have said is my five-year-old drew on it with an Expo marker, because that is what it looks like on the screen. Number one, Texas A&M. They go to the box to take on LSU, which should be a tough test for Texas A&M. I don't think that LSU is very good this year. However, I think A&M may, and don't come at me, A&M may be peaking a little too soon. This is going to be a test. And I feel like you could say that about all three of the top teams. You've got Tennessee, Arkansas, and A&M all going on the road against tough SEC opponents. This is going to be a test for A&M, and I'm very curious to see how they do.
Yeah, LSU had a good midweek, didn't they? That was a fun.
You know, when they put up a billion runs.
Yeah, that was a fun for the hitters there. 26-2 against Grambling State. Yeah, good action there. You know, both teams won midweek. Tarlington State, Texas A&M beat here. 8-2 last 10 for them. I mean, A&M is just a team that's dominant. We've talked about it. If you've watched our show, they can pitch, they can hit. LSU, though, 7-3 last 10. This is big. This is a big series for them. Can they get it this weekend? I'm not sure, but we'll see in a second what I have to call on this. But this is a big one. They gotta show some things here. But A&M is such a legit team. They have everything.
Let's talk Pac-12. We've got Stanford traveling to Tucson to take on the Arizona Wildcats, coming off a series loss that was very disappointing. They lost to Washington 26-2 versus Grambling. Got Jay Johnson talking like that. Well, you got to start somewhere, Delta. You got to start somewhere. The team is talented. Like, it's kind of like Florida. This team is way too talented to be this bad. LSU wouldn't be top five in the ACC. Yeah, I agree. All right, what are you doing with the Wildcats this weekend? You going to mess with them?
Oh, I love the Pac-12. I was going to say, is the Pac-12 our new conference that we really like to gamble on?
Maybe. I mean, it's a Pac-12 after dark. It's kind of like your get-out spot. But Arizona State's another one that
we
last weekend, and they did good until game three.
Yeah, Arizona State. Yeah, I like Arizona State. We'll talk about them again. But, yeah, you know, looking at this, Arizona's playing really well, 15-5 at home, 7-3 last 10. You know, they lost midweek. Grand Canyon got them a little bit. You know, Stanford 7-9 on the road, 7-3 last 10 on here. But I think if you really break it down, pitching's going to be big. Kent's just been fantastic. Last six innings, seven hits, zero runs, four Ks. He's been good. Great ERA for the year. I think Arizona's just a lot better team than Stanford. I think they'll do good things here.
All right, and last but not least, number six, Oregon State, traveling to Pullman to take on Washington State, which this was a team that I really liked back in Friday night. Starter Grant Taylor for Washington State is very impressive numbers. However, the win probability here is in favor of Oregon State. Out to minus 206, it's minus 250 on DraftKings right now. If we get any higher on Washington State, I may just have to pull it out of principle. Well, Oregon State's not been very good on the road, especially against just decent pitching. I mean, they got swept at Cal. They lost one to Stanford. That was actually at home. They lost a series to Southern California, which we know I was somewhat high on them coming into the season because they're pitching staff. So that's going to be one that I'll watch and see if I can get – if I can get Washington State plus 2.5 on the run line or plus 205, 210, something like that, I think I'll back the Cougs.
Yeah, you know, this is a team, Oregon State's really legit, number six in the country, but they can't win on the road. They lost another one midweek to Oregon. I know Oregon's a good team, but that's another one on the road. 4-6 last 10. Streak now on the road is they've lost 5 in a row. So keep an eye on that. Do I think they're a lot better team than Washington State? Yes. Now, Matt said on Monday, if you watched our Monday show, keep an eye on the pitching. Taylor, last outing, 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 10 strikeouts. May was lights out with Oregon State last week, 8 innings, 1 hit, 14 strikeouts. If that's the match, is that the pitching matchup tomorrow night, Matt? Did you see? That's what it is. Lights out. Yeah, it's going to be – that's their best chance because I think after that – you know, again, Oregon State, keep an eye on Sunday. I always complain because I take them on Sunday, and they always lose on Sunday too. But I think game 2, game 3, they should be okay. But that tomorrow night, like Matt just said, I think that's great info. If it gets really high, you get that plus 2.5 run line. Keep an eye on Washington State here.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to what we were texting about in the group. But when you handicap these – really try to handicap the series, because if you like a team to win the series and they win game 1, game 2, it's really hard to sweep, especially on the road. That may be a time, and like Smitty said, Oregon State's not good in game 3. Well, they had sewed up the series against Oregon and then dropped game 3. I just feel like you play a little bit more relaxed. You may throw some pitchers that don't get a lot of action on the weekends just because you're comfortable. You've won the series. You've done your job. You know that you're not going to drop in the rankings. But then on the flip side, if you feel very strongly about one team to win the series and they drop game 1, that's when you go hammer them game 2, game 3. If you really feel strongly that they're going to win the series, go back to them. Unfortunately for Q, it didn't work out. He thought Coastal was going to bounce back in game 2. And then again, game 3, I think backed them both days. They lost. However, Troy proved that they're a completely different animal. But especially in the SEC, ACC, Pac-12, stuff like that, really try to handicap the series in and of itself and then gamble game to game based on your predictions of the series as a whole. That being said, let's pick some SEC series right here, right now. I've got the crown. I'm going to start Tennessee at Florida. I'm going Tennessee 2-1.
Yeah, I got to make some ground here. So, man, this ain't good. So, yeah, that's where I was heading with where my thoughts were. I was going to go 2-1. So, I'll go Tennessee 2-1.
All right. Vanderbilt at Georgia. Let you do it.
Yeah, this one's tight. I mean, like we said, this could be pitching against hitting. I think it's going to be tough, you know, especially I'm going to roll with Cunningham with the splits. Hasn't been great. I mean, that's one that you really got to get tomorrow night. He has to come out and pitch well. I'm going to go Georgia. I'm going to go the home team 2-1.
I'm also going Georgia 2-1.
Well, this ain't good for me. I got to change it up here.
All right. Kentucky, Arkansas.
Oh, man, my Kentucky people. I'm the most loved person in Kentucky right now, but I'm sorry to do it.
You're not.
I'm going to go, man, I know what you're going to do, because you're never super pumped on your team. You don't like doing sweeps with your team. And I can't do it to my Kentucky people. I can't. I'm going to go. Let's go. I'll go 2-1 Arkansas.
I'm also going 2-1 Arkansas. I think we get the win with Hagan Smith. Mason Molina is back in the lineup this week. Brady Tigert's going in game 2 against Dominic Niemann. I don't know which one. If Arkansas wins game 1, they're going to drop one of the two. And there's also a chance that there's rain in the area, so we may get a doubleheader again. But going Arkansas 2-1.
It's the South. It's moist.
Alabama at Mississippi State. We may be opposite on this one. What you got? You rolling Tide? Are you going?
No, I'm not. I like where Mississippi State's going right now. I think Alabama gets one because I do think their pitching staff is okay. And I think it's a good team. I mean, again, I don't want to irritate anybody. I think it's a good team. I go 2-1 Mississippi State.
I'm also going Mississippi State 2-1.
This is not good. I ain't going to get any ground this
whole way through. Ole Miss at Auburn. I know you're not high on Auburn right now.
No, I'm not, but I'm going to say it right now. You know, if you're looking at two teams right now, I think if – correct me if I'm wrong, Matt – in the SEC conference tournament, two teams get left out. Auburn and Missouri right now are the two teams that are left out. So these teams have to be scratching a little bit this weekend. You know what? Give me Auburn. I'm going to go 2-1 Auburn.
That's what I was going to do. I thought you were going to go Ole Miss because you hated Auburn.
Dang. Well, this ain't – no, you're looking great. I can't gain any ground right now, so I'm going to have to go crazy.
I think Auburn gets off the snide, but just for the sake of being different, I'm not buying into them. You've kind of talked me out of them. So if you're not going to do it, I am. I'm going Ole Miss 2-1.
Okay, good.
South Carolina at Missouri.
I like that. Good flip-flop. Again, another team that has to.
Delta Dimes, where were you 30 seconds ago?
Yeah. Another team that has to scrap here, but the problem is Missouri's just not a good baseball team. They have one guy that can maybe get them a win for the weekend. South Carolina, I like Burgundy. He's my guy. I like him. This team last week, a little bit of magic. Let's go South Carolina
3-0. Oh. I had South Carolina 3-0-2, but.
Yeah, do it.
We're too similar here. I think they get one. It is hard to sweep on the road, even against Missouri. So the Battle of the Columbias. I'm going Missouri 1-2. South Carolina 2-1. And last but not least, Texas A&M, Baton Rouge, LSU. Who you got?
All right, I'm going to go here again. A team that, you know, they're in it, but they're catching it. That Grambling State momentum. You never heard that. You never think you'd sit and listen to a show that someone's going to say Grambling State momentum. It is Grambling State momentum. This team's hot right now. Crush Grambling State. Let's go 2-1. They're going to take the series. LSU's going to upset this weekend. Good environment. I need something. Matt, just do something completely different than that. 2-1 LSU. Let's go.
I like it. I like the pick. I'll give you that. But I'm going to go Texas A&M 2-1. I think they're just the better team. Tanner Jones not being in the lineup or the rotation this weekend. Justin Lampkin's getting back in it. I don't really know what the point of doing TBA is. I feel like if Tanner Jones is healthy, he's going to go Sunday. But Gage Jump, Luke Holman, they're solid, but they're not enough to win a series, I don't feel like. So give me A&M on the backs of the hot bats. But I'm not going to be surprised if LSU, like I said earlier, I think A&M may be peaking a little too soon. We'll see if they regress just a little bit in this series, but that's going to be another one that I'm going to keep my eye on. But outside of that, the Week 12 lineup is complete. I hope y'all caught that. Y'all go online, collegebaseballinsiders.com. You don't even have to have the starting pitcher, but if you have the starting pitcher, it is better. I'll just put it to you that way. You can make your own preview like this. It's going to give you all of their RPI, strength of schedule, batting average OPS, weighted runs created, Sierra, XFIP, yada, yada. If you've been here before, you know what we're talking about. If not, go check it out, collegebaseballinsiders.com. And please make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify, iTunes, LinkedIn, freaking anything you're taking us in on. Go like it, subscribe it, rate and review it. Tell Smitty he's got to do something with that backdrop with Michigan. It's baseball season. He's got to get a real team.
Guys, I got to get the Pirate stuff down too when they score about one run a game. So, yeah.
Yes, I love it. Delta Dimes, one interesting one on the website, has Houston minus 150 with Satelli on the bump. Book has UCF. Hey, I really like Houston.
I do too. Yeah, I played them a lot. Yep.
Backing a lot. Satelli's a solid pitcher. And UCF, I think Ben Vespe is their ace who's probably going to go. So, that should be a good one. I'll probably be on Houston as a dog Thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Hey, keep an eye on Arizona State. I don't know what the number is. I haven't run it, but that's a team. Two straight weekends has done fantastic for me. And then the guys jumped on it last weekend. So keep an eye on Arizona State. That's a good team that can score a lot of runs. And I'll give another plug for our site too. If you do the matchup previews and you find that dog, man, play it. The dog barks, man, and our site calls it out, because I've done it the last couple of weeks and it's done fantastic. So check out the site.
Yes. Thank you all again for tuning in. We'll track down Q, get his picks, and we'll tweet out our best bets plays tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the night.
Good luck.
See you Monday for the recap show.